in the cave, and then you immerse the cave with a thousand needles in the mikveh. In the mikveh. So all the thousand needles become tore. But they weren't in the mikveh, they were inside the cave. The answer is, since the cave has an open, a mouth, a pet, that is as large as a shvera sameis, so water from the mikveh gets into that mouth, so the male element in our work of here of mikveh is shvera sameis, so the needles that are really immersed in the water that is inside the keleh are considered as if they have been immersed in the mikveh. So here too, he should be able to be there inside the shenkes, inside the talmud. Shemadbir includes the shenkes in the previous verasanei, by talmud nami in the previous verasanei, with the machshem yabit chalach mikid the kol cheo, umihot nitnan minyum vyeyimu, beya shum ol ishai mayim shumi, v'yamu nichnes eslei, v'yotze imenu, lo ikash ye, ויגונים אבישין אבו ימסו ביאמו ביאמו הינחרד על הסוג שוני. Now, so he says, so the Rash says, and you'll tell me, I should ask the same kashi against the Mishnah. Against the Mishnah in Peregim or Mishnah Gim. In Peregim or Mishnah Gim, the Mishnah says. בייר שהוא מול למים שורים, והוא נכנס אצלי יצמנו, ולא נפיסו עד שיסחס אלי, שלא עד שיסחס אלי שתיים מול משאים, גימלוגים. So if you have a bear that is מול למים שורים, and then you have an armor, you have a pool that has water, and then the water from the pool runs through the bear. So that hates my children. So the bear only becomes kosher if it washes out so much of the water in the bear that we can calculate either on the basis of a 50-50 calculation or on the correct basis. So you have the two shades in the right. We discussed it. So where does the bear become toir for tvile? Only if the mayim shuvim, if it is calculated that so much of the water has been washed away that less than the gimurugim of the mayim shuvim remain. But otherwise it's possible. Why don't we ask over there too? Why do we have to resort to such a laborious process of washing out the mayim shuvim? The bayah should become toya simply because of Ashoke. Because the water from the armor, from the pool, runs through it. So it comes in contact with the mayim shuvim in the mikveh. So through the Ashoke, affected by the water from the armor running through the bayah, so the water of the bayah should become toya, should become angel. Why don't we ask the kashe on that Mishneh? So the Rashi says, on that Mishneh is not difficult. Because that Mishneh does not have reference to the case where the water and the ammo are meimayim. Only meimayim affects Ashoke because. But if it's meimikveh, it can only affect Ashoke if it has memso. But suppose it has 20 so, 30 so, 39 so, not mem so, then it cannot affect Ashoke. So Peyo Gimu Mishneh Gimu has reference to the case where the water in the amo, in the pool, is not mimayon and it's less than mem so. So the mele, if it doesn't wash out the bulk of the mayim, so that we could calculate on a probator that less than Gimu Lugin of the original shooting water remain, so then it's possible it really. But in the name, if the main ammo, the ammo would consist of the mayim, or even if it consists of the mikveh, if the water in the ammo is mem so then we don't have to wash out the Manushim by simply uniting by the water from the Amo, the Tez Mensah, uniting with the mind of the Beya, so the mind of the Beya become Toya, become adapted for Tvila. So we cannot ask any kasha against that mission. Now, from this Rashi we see a very important aloche, which is also the shita of the Rosh in Perek Zion of Bubakame, in Perek Nerube, because in Nerube there is a price. The Gemara mentions that the Indian of Tzina Shachokikir is a Kobe, Rikabishov, and so on. So, merely the Rosh in Bubakame, in Perek Nerube, and that Sugye discusses the Indian of Hashem. So, the Rosh is the same shita as the Rash. Now, the shita of the Rash here, and the Rosh in Bubakame, Perek Zion is that Hashoke, that main mikve, a main mikve can affect Hashoke, even if the water is zichrin, even though it's not bishvir. Because one could argue, in view of the fact that main mikve can only mean itaya bishvir, and if we are in a state of rest, not in the state of flux, if we are zichrin. So, the halacha that may can affect Ashoke maybe applies only to a mikveh that are in a state of rest. But if the mikveh are in a state of flux, of mobility, so then they cannot affect Ashoke. Now, that's the shita of the Marit. In Shaiyos and Chumas Marit, Yaladeh, Chumay Yitches. So the Marit says that just as Men mikveh that are in a state of flux, they cannot be mitayra modom or keli. Mikveh is only mitayra beshvere, who are in a state of rest, not in a state of flux. So, men mikveh cannot affect Ashoke and mind shuvim unless the men mikveh that combine the joy, the mind shuvim are in a state of rest. But if the men mikveh that unite and come in contact with the year to form Mayim Shuvim are in a state of flux, they cannot affect Ashoke, according to the Marit. So we cannot test that Kashi. And the Mishneh, Peyo Gimu, Peyo Shumonu Mayim Shuvim, Vamavu Nechneses Levi Yitzimenu, Leilu Mepisulei. So the Kashi, why is it Leilu Mepisulei? The moment that the Mei Amo, the water from the pool, come in contact with the water in the bay without washing out the bulk of the water in the bay. It should be mitaya the water in the bay. Flash, okay. So the Rash says, because with the Mishnah's reference to the case where the Miyamo are less than himself. So in other words, so that's why it cannot affect Ashoke, because only the mikve that has Memsah can affect Ashoke. But the Rashi is saying that suppose the Mei Amo would have them so, then they would affect Ashoke. The Marit says no. In what state are the Mei Amo as it runs through the Mayim of the Bay? In a state of flux. It's not in a state of rest. It doesn't stand in one place. The water, it keeps on flowing. So it's in a state of zeichlin, in a state of flux. And just as the mikveh is not mitayah odom v'kelim in the state of flux, so the mikveh cannot be mitayah mayim. What is Ashoke? Ashoke means mitayah mayim. So the mikveh cannot be mitayah mayim, cannot affect Ashoke. Upon mayim shuvim that come in contact with the mikveh, if the mikveh themselves are in the state of flux. So that's the marichi. But the Rashi is here that even though the mikveh cannot be entire order of the kelim when they are zichrin, but they can affect Ashoke when they are zichrin. So then the question arises, so why does the Mishnah say Perigimu Mishnehimu Leilu Pisuei? So he says that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Ne'amo is less than Hashem, but the Shite. So that's the Shite of the Rav. Alright, now again,
For us here?
They're not here.
Says that we even...
That so, the reason is why Gimel Mishnah Gimel. So, Ashoki is not affected because the Miyamu are less than themselves. But if the Miyamu would have them so, then they would affect Ashoki and the Meibeya. But it's a claim, it's in a state of flux. It doesn't stand in one place. It doesn't rest in one place. The water keeps on flowing through the bay. The answer is, even the liquid in the state of Zeichwe can affect Hashem. And that's the shita of the washing of the commentary side. Oh. Mohod, it now you're creating a prayer, Shumor, Man, Shulam, Nachasliyot, and Emily Kash, Dikone, Meshiach, Boim, Sobe, Amo, the Amo, Hai, Nechad, Weshok, Shomi, Avoroit, Koshem, Mas, Nisdoche, Dikone, Rimayon, שהעביר על דבר שייקס פוסל, עמי פוסל, כי מלא השייקס מחבור למי עם די וכל שהוא. פרסט, יש די קשה יגז את זה. נאו, אם יש די סין קשה יגז דאו מישנה. ויהיה אבא אמרינו, דהוד, אם היה מתי וכל שהוא, היה מתי להסכיר. אבו לא דוק בו יבו עם סור, הבניח. So the Rasa says, הוא יבו עם פרסיון. That when do we say that Mayon is entirely the whole shoe? In other words, if you have Mayon shoe, and then you have a mashu of the Mayon, coming in contact with the Mayon shoe, even though it's only mashu of the Mayon, it's much less than Benso. So it affects Ashoki and the other for Mayon shoe. That's only we got it through a scale, but we got it through a sodom now. If we said like that. Now, why should we say like that? Because, first of all, we see from this Rash that this Rash is the machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis and the Rosh. The Shittas Rambam is that Mayon is entirely the whole show, not only Kenyan, but even other, as long as there is enough water to cover the whole group of the person. The person, so then it's mitaya the whole shoe doesn't require himself. Tesis and the Rosh Achim, and they hold that Tfila Sodom requires himself even in the Mayim. So we see from this Rash that the Rash is like Tesis and the Rosh, not like the Rambam. Not like the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam Shite, that the Mayim can be mitaya the whole shoe, even on them, so maybe we couldn't say that this Aloche, that Mei Mayon is affects Ashoke, the whole show, so it's only relative to Tfilah Skele, in respect to Tfilah Skele, but not in respect to Tfilah Sodom. Because after all, there is no difference between Kiel and Odom. Because insofar as Mayon is concerned, because Mayon can be the entire Odom also in the Mashu. So the Shita of the Rash definitely is not like that. That when is Mayon the entire the whole show? When is Mayon Yatayah Bechol Shul? Davke Kel. But Odom Mayon is not Yatayah Bechol Shul. Odom in order that Mayon should be capable of being Yatayah and Odom, there must be them so in Mayon. But then the question arises, why is it so? If we say, like Tesis and Osh, that Mayon cannot be Yatayah and Odom in less than them so, so then, it can be explained to us. We can say that insofar as the Halation becomes concerned, so by Mayon, even if it is less than them, so has the Halation Mikveh. It certainly has the Halation Mikveh vis-a-vis to Askeli. So if it has the Halation Mikveh vis-a-vis to Askeli, why shouldn't it have a Halation Mikveh vis-a-vis to Askeli? So then less, Moshech, if it has a Halation Mikveh, even relative to even respect to Odom, so why does Tfilah Sodom require them so? So we could say the reason is why Tfilah Sodom requires them so, and if the Mayon is less than them so an Odom cannot be taken there, is not because vis-a-vis Tfilah Sodom, so a Mayon less than them so does not have a Halashim Mikveh. No, it has a Halashim Mikveh. It's a special aloche in the Maisim Tfilah of an Odom. That a Nodom, it's a Shio in the Maisim Tfilah. In other words, a Nodom table in a mikveh that has a quantity of mensa. So it's aloche in the mindset tefillah. The tefillah has to be realized in a quantity of mensa. But as far as having the halacha mikveh, so even in respect to an odor, a mind kosher has a halacha mikveh. If the only business why Tefillah Sodom requires it in the Mayor Memso is because it's a special requirement in the Maise Tefillah. The Maise Tefillah of an Odom has to be realized in a certain measure of water. What measure of water? In the minimum of Memso. But the Halacha Mikveh, it has, even if it's less than Memso, because since it has a halacha mikveh relative to kelim, so it has a halacha mikveh relative to odom. But by odom, there is a special halacha. The ma'aseh tefillah has to be realized in a minimum of mensa. If we say like that, so then we cannot say that hashoke, that mayim kosher can affect hashoke only in respect to tefillah kelim, but not in respect to odom. In order to say that Mayim Kosher, the Mayim Kosher can affect Ashoke only in respect to us him, not in respect to us Sodom. So then we have to say that whereas in respect to us him, so in Mayim Kosher had the Halisha Mikveh, so in respect to us Sodom, it does not have the Halisha Mikveh. I mean, that's so difficult, because I mean, the Raisalel, So you can be taking kelim with the reeds. With the raisa you can be taking mikveh, not only mayim, but with the raisa, so you can be taking the machten with the neviyas in a small mikveh, in a tiny mikveh of the reeds. But with rabbonon, you need memso. Now, so at the raisa level, so a mikveh that has only the reeds has a halisha mikveh, but it does not have a halisha mikveh in regard to Tefillah Sodom. So there it's not because Tefillah Sodom requires Memso. So with Raise, a mikveh of Nevi'is has a Halisha mikveh relative to Tefillah Sodom, but it does not have a Halisha mikveh relative to Tefillah Sodom. So maybe we could say that in regard to Mayon, that Mayon has a Shemikveh Bikoshu, Mayon Koshu, has a Halisha Mikveh in regard to Tefillah Kelim, but in regard to Tefillah Sodom, it doesn't have a Halisha Mikveh. So since in regard to Tefillah Sodom, it doesn't have a Halisha Mikveh, so the Mayon Koshu cannot even affect Ashoke and Mayon Shubim if the main Mayon is less than Emso. So if we are going to say like that, so then we could understand the Mishnah. Because when the Mishnah says Mayon Shubim and Dabe Shekes is possible, so you cannot be taken inside the shekes, and even the water that overflows from the shekes without an extra ashoke on the part of the mayim that go with the wind, so it's possible literally other. But the question is, let ashoke be affected by the mayim on the time, the mayim, because it's connected to the mayim. The answer is, in view of the fact the mayim that come out from the mayim, you are much less than the memso. So the melee, it can only affect, so it's the mayim koshu. So the mayim koshu can only affect Ashoke in regard to Tulaskeli, but in regard to Tulasodom now, and when the Mishnah says possible, it has reference to Tulas Odom. If we are going to say like that, so then there wouldn't be any kashe. Via Babel don't mind time of whole child to escape. Av Lodom boy Abu Yimso, Abu Yimso, the eagle who proud the Talmud with Lodom, who can gain Shin Abu Yimso, and walk in its Amaim, and a Talmud, Av Lada Brechayesh Abu Yimso, the Chaim Ashma before it Chaim Bakayesh, the Om Arab and Mikvish, a whole to be sound, we go, they go, the sun, Hatei Lukshom, we also look real, the Arech, who will be Chal Chalei, ובין עונה בוים סובי מוקמי החור והיין הם מים נאיבים דיומי שומים ומחל חלור so rabbi you have to go over the gemoy in chagili if you didn't go over before so you have to go over the after the shiri so rabbi Rabbi says like this. Suppose you have a mikveh, and the mikveh, here's a mikveh, and the mikveh has just memsah. Then we take a sour basket, and the basket has many paws. Now the sumah is a big basket. Let's say this is the basket. So this has many paws, the basket. And you set it up in the middle of the mikveh. You set up the basket in the middle of the mikveh. And then, anyone who is taking, let's say, on this side of the basket, or on this side of the basket, will also return. Why? Because the mikveh in its entirety has memsah. But when you set up a basket as a mechitzah in the middle of the mikveh, so that means that you divided the mikveh into two mikvehs, and each mikveh has only 20 so. But you could argue that in view of the fact that it has the coffee and water through the coffee, the pores in the basket. So water from here is connected with the water on the other side of the basket. So melech, it should be considered like one mikveh of memsah. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. It cannot. You cannot have iruv mayim. In other words, why? The question is this. Suppose you have two mikvehs. Each mikveh has 20 so. Has 20 so. There is 20 so here and 20 so here. This is the case now. Suppose you make a nekev in the case of Ishvara Zanei. Then it will be Mechaber and Binari, the mayim on this side of the wall with the mayim on this side of the wall. So why should this kind of a mikveh, when the mikveh in its entirety is 40 so, but you set up, instead of setting up a wall with one big nekev in the middle, you set up as a wall a basket, and the basket has tiny pores, but the sum total of the tzir of all the pores in the basket will be more than Shivara Zanei. So the melee and the water goes through the pores. So why shouldn't the coffee, the totality of this tiny coffee in the basket, be the equivalent as one big naked in the wall? Memele, we should apply the aloche, or there would be crazy shvazame, so that the Mordechai in Perbezi Shwes, now you have to look it up, in Perbezi Shwes, in the Mordechai. So, when he discusses that, he mentions a certain aloche. He says like this. Now, Eruv Mikvoyes Yishver Zanet, if you have a mikveh with 20 soul and the mikveh with 20 soul here, and then you put up a wall, and then you make a neket in the wall, Yishver Zanet, so that unites the water here with the water here. So it's Miami, the waters on both sides of the Kesa. That is, if you have one big neket. Suppose you don't have one big neck, but you have in the wall, you have one little neck, a third of Yishvara Zanei, and then you have another little neck, a third of Yishvara Zanei, and then you have another neck, a third of Yishvara Zanei, and you set up that wall. So, can there be a tzil of many small nikobi? Or not. So the Ravior says, the Mordechai, in Perbezi Shwes, mentions that in Ravior, it all depends. If you have here memsah, and here you have 20 so, and you want to unite this 20 so mikveh with the 40 so mikveh, so that the person should be able to be tabled on this side of the wall, so then there is him. If one mikveh is shleim and the other mikveh is chasero, so then there can be tzio of small coffee, as long as in total they have the size of Shvara Zanei. But suppose you you don't take one shlema. Both mikvayis achaseres. In other words, here you have 20 sol, here you have 20 sol, and here you have three small mikvayim. The sum total of which is shveras amelit. But each yekel by itself is only a third of the shveras amelit. Shveras amelit, then we cannot do this one. Now what's the pshat? Now I mentioned in Reb Chaim that there are two aloches. One aloche is aloche of chibur, and the other aloche is aloche of ir. Now, and Rav Netan in the Tisves in Gichin, in Nitzig Lekatafes, so Rav Netan himself makes a distinction between joining a mikvah chaseiro to a mikvah shleimo, and joining two mikvahs chaseiros. So we explain that Rav Netan. I don't want to mention that Rav Netan again, to take too much time, that there are two principles. There is one principle of chibur, and there is one principle of yibur. So, in other words, so according to the Rabbiur, Shifter Salim is both. Reb Chaim explaining the Rambam says that in order to have chibur, we don't need Shifter Salim. Kibayah Latfiyah is enough. But in order to have yibur, we need Shifter Salim. But the shita of the Rabbiur apparently is not like that. The shita of Rabbiur is that with less than Shifter Salim, not only don't we have yibur, we wouldn't even have chibur. So now it's necessary in order to connect two waters, the water on one side of the wall and the water on the other side of the wall, so there must be a naked of Shifter Salim in order to connect the water and the two waters on the two sides of the wall. And if it's less than Shifter Salim, so it's not only that we don't have you, but we don't even have chibur. And if the neket is Shifter Salim, so not only do we have chibur, but we have him. But there is one difference. Insofar as affecting chibur, so then there can be tzil. So we don't need one big neket Shifter Salim to affect chibur. Even if our tzil we have nikovim Shifter Salim, So chibur is affected. But in order that it should be considered that the water on this side of the wall should be commingled, not only attached, chibur means attached, but in order that there should be yibur, that the water on this side of the wall should be considered al pidin to be commingled, intermingled with the water on the other side of the wall, so then we must have a single nekev Shifter Salim, but al betziruv not. So in other words, a Shifter Salim, al betziruv, is capable of affecting chibur, but not of affecting iru. So maybe the Rav Yosef says, if we have, let's say, a basket, we have 20 saw. If we have 20 saw here, we have 40 saw in the whole mikveh. And then in the middle of the mikveh, he set up a basket. And the basket does not have one big neket, but it has numerous small mikveh, tiny mikveh. The totality of all the tiny mikveh in the basket adds up to more than Shifter Salim. So he says, if let's say the whole mikveh has been so, and then you set up the basket in the middle of the mikveh, so each mikveh, he has only 20 so, you have to unite two small mikvehs to form a new mikveh, a mikveh shleimo. So then we have to resort to yibur. So chibur is not enough. When can the mikveh on this side be united to form one mikveh with the mikveh on that side, only if the water on this side is newer with the water on this side. So Shifter Salim is not only in Chaber, it's in Arif too. But in order to be in Arif, there there must be a single big necker. And a necker, Shinana Saniga or Bitsiru, cannot be narrow. Mashainke, if you have here on one side of the basket, you have Mitzvah. But on the other side of the basket, you only have 20 saw, so there it can affect chibu. Because the halacha is chibu, it can affect even al bitzivu. So that means that the 20 saw water on this side is al bidin attached mechuber to the mikveh. Kolam chuber mikveh ukiv. There is a special halacha that if anything is mechuber to mikveh, itself is a mikveh. So if you have to unite two mikvahs, chaseiras, so chibur is not enough. We have to resort to you. And you can only be affected by a single neket mishra zadei, but not by auditio. But chibur can be affected even by auditio. So melee, now he says, the rush. וכן מה שפרי חן בקריש, אומר רבי מיקווה שכל שניסר, וגיובי לא סעתי, ושום מאוד צורי תפילה. דואב החלכו ומחל חלה, ובינים ובינים אבו ימצו במקמי החור, והי נמי מנה ריבים, דיו נשום מגוי מחל חלה. So the Gemara says, מיקווה שכל שניסר ויוגי סונה, אתם ושום מאוד צורי תפילה. דואב חכומה מלחל חלה ובינו נבו ימצא במוק מאחור והי נמיים הנאירים דיו נקשומי לאי דיו נקשומי לאי מלחל חלה. In other words, the Gemara says, if somebody ניסענו גם בסונה, עתינו שמור סוג חילה. מה צריך להעיר? דוארי כולה חלכו ומחל חלה. In other words, we know that if somebody, you know, you have a nor, a nor is a mile. But suppose, you know, near the nor, you have a little bit of water. Near the nor, so you have a little bit of water, but you don't have them salt. So suppose another will be tevel, another will be tevel in that water, in that minute portion of water that is that you find near enough, it's low obsolete feeling. But the question is, why is low obsolete feeling? After all, are halfulin halchale descend in the depths of the ground, so there are pores in the ground. So there are numerous nikomi. So why shouldn't this water here, let's say, here is enough, here enough. And then here you have a little bit of water, let's say 20 feet away from the north. You have a little bit of water and you want to be taken. In that portion of water, in that pool of water that is 20 feet away from the north. So we also feel that you don't have them so in that water. But why shouldn't we say, you would be crazy, Shikara Sarei, Are Chachulim Chalchalim. So, inside the earth, there are so many pores, but each pore is tiny. But al Beitzimu, they went up to more than Shidai Zalei. So why shouldn't the water here, 20 feet away from the north, be considered Mechuber and Mule with the water in the north? So if somebody will be taken there in the pool of water that is 20 feet away from the north, it should be considered as if it was stable in the Norway itself. In other words, there are so many pores down there. So let it be you. So we see from that we cannot, this is how the Rabbi explains it. And apparently the Rash also explained that the Mor and Chagigah that way, the way the Rabbi explains it. So apparently, so Yirum Mikvois Kishveres Anein, so you must have one big Neker. But if you have a number of tiny Nikovi, even though in total are the two, they are more than Kishveres Anein, they cannot be married the water in the Noor with the water here. So the Melech, the same thing is true. If you have a Mikveh of Memsor, and then you set up a big basket with many pores in the middle, so even though in total the tzilut, it is more, the sum total of all the pores is more than Shveres Anein, so it cannot be with the water here with the water here. So he said, V'chein Mashma, V'chein Hino Bakeyo Kiyomar Abel, Mikri Yechok Tzal Nesho, Hati Yushom Lotho Etriyoe, Do Aave Chachul Mechalchle. So, Ubinu Nabo Nesho Bimokim Echot. So in other words, so he says, Vi Aba Amrino Nehode Mahim Tai Bechoshu, Hayo Yitwaskeini, Abo Lodo Mo Yabo Nesho Abel Nichem. Dikem Luk Mahari Tau Nelodo. וכגן שיבו ימסום כמיצה מים עד התאום אבל עד הפריחו יש אבו ימסום so then you ask Kikash מה נפשך if עד הפריחו there is ממסור why couldn't there be two so שפר is a maid to so of all the ממסור so he says no so but in that case it can, so since there is no ממסור and it became מיצה מים. So you cannot be mitzarim the water that is from the mitzamayim until the breicho, because the Gemara in Chagiga says you cannot be mitzarim even though ar chachulem chalchale and al mitziruv. So you have memsor al mitziruv the water in the north and the water 20 feet away. So you have memsor. So that's not considered to be in one place all the water. So that's why the Mishnah says here, or the Price and the Sefer says, that it becomes show and it's possible to make, and we cannot apply the aloche of a shoke or iruv mikvois, because even though me mayon affects a shoke becholshu, but me mayon affects a shoke becholshu only with habitual scaling, but not with habitual sodom, and here. So the king meets Amayon, there is no Memsor. And there is, even though there is Memsor, all over, in the whole terrain, there is Memsor, Al-Bitzirut, but we are not Bitzurim the Memsor, through the Nikobim, through the time of Nikobim, even though Al-Bitzirut, they add up to a Shiver Zalei. So if we want to say like that, so then it would be all right. We heard it now in the very calm. ורקם, גם שיש מים, צריכים מים מהם מקריאים בארסות אלו מגבילים, ועוד אותו מים מהם מים שרות בו, מים שרות שרות מכתר ושבילון, ומים בעד בכל שהוא, למה מישהו בכל הכושר במקווה שלא בו ימצוא לי כושר במים בכל שהוא? דעד הרבה, לקטוע לגבי מקווה, תלו מגבילים, ואני תלו מגבילים כמיני, גם בכל שהוא מים בתור עד בכל שהוא, וכתוע לתלו מגבילים בכל שהוא, שמענו מגבילים, מגבילים הוא, מיל מיילו, ורואים מי נתן לי, דהידה ואידה בואי לעבוי. So, ומי הוא, so then, there wouldn't be any cash. So, as he says, no, ומי הוא דברתנו ולמה, דמי הבריחו שיש בהם ליסם הבויים סו, קיידם מקיבס התלמי, היוקשייכם וקיילים, ופסורו לודו. So, but it's a day אחד to say that when the Mishnah says, or that the Sefer says, that Mayon Shevirei Agabe Ashenkes possible, so it means possible only with Gabe Tvila Sodom, but not with Gabe Tvila Skelim. Pashto's version of the Mishnah is when it says possible, it means it's possible with Gabe Tvila everything, not only with Gabe Tvila Sodom, but even with Gabe Tvila Skelim. Mashma Abu Kelim, ואילו מסיס ממיון של פירה גבישית אספוסו על כל כוחו יקירים קוטומי דוקוטומי סייפה הביאו על גביסוף הקורות שהוא כל שייכות לו שהמיים חיים תורו שהוא ואם כי בשיחה שייקס ממה נסחה שיר וכל הכושר חוטו לו מיש לו אח שבשיחו כי נמחב למי ונראה מפור איש שיש לך ואיק סופה לוציא את הקשר ווי דוי סיין דת that the mayon that enter the shekels is possible, even chutzal, unless hashok is affected by the mayon that passes over the wind. It should not become shol, because the water inside the shekels is completely mechuber and mure with the water in the mayon. So mele that in itself, this chibur should affect hashok. Without recourse to the additional water that passes only over the wind of the shekels. So then he said, it's possible to give it tenets that mayon affects Ashoki the Hotshu only with Abitrua's king, but not with Abitrua's Sodom. That the mayon Hotshu does not have a Chalishi Mikveh with Abitrua's Sodom. So maybe it cannot even affect Ashoki vis-a-vis Trua's Sodom. So he said, so the male will have to say that when the Mishnah says Mayim Shevira Gavashik is possible, it means possible Ligabitua Sodom, but not Ligabitua Skelim. So the Rash rejects that, because the Pashta Saloshi of possible means that it's possible Ligabitua is everything, even Ligabitua Skelim. So then the question arises, why do we have to have recourse to Ashoki being affected by the water that passes over the beams without any water passing over the beams? Just the water inside the shekels is itself mechuber and miurev, should be considered mechuber and miurev to the water of the mayon, even if it's kosher. So now he's giving it hands. ואם כן, בשיחה שייקס למה נזכשה, וכל הכושר חוץ הוא מאוד יש לו נחר של בשיחו, כי נמחב למאיה, since the two waters are connected with each other, ונראה לפורש שיש לך את מכנים הפושי, וכשאין להתרו בשיחו, מכנים הקבועים, שהמאיה מתבר על גבו, וגבו מרבונו להתרו בשיחו, דיום מרוסם בו לנית הכל, דיפונים שקיל ומייסון, במכנים צער מאיה, ואין שום כשבר הסנאית, ונמצו כל המאיה מולדים על גבו, פסול, So the Rash says that in the Hanami, if let's say the shekels would not be installed, then it would be more lenient. If the shekels would be completely torched, let's say you just put near the mayon, near the Meitzah mayon, near the mouth of the spring, you put a keli, and then it will go through the keli, and then it will go into the brecho. Then you will be able to be taken with me inside the cage. Because it will be quite sure as I mean. So it's like a silver table in Mikro that is dumped in the yard. So if a person enters into the silver table in Mikro and he says he wants to feel it, he would feel it because it's considered as if he immersed himself in the yard, not the silver table. So if you take an ordinary pot and you put it near the major mayon of the mayon, and then the water will enter into the pot and then it will overflow and go into the brecho, so then you can be taken in the pot. You can take a cleat away and dump it in the pot and it will be able to feel it. And if you can immerse a tinik or a person also in that pot, if it's a big pot, a big kettle, you put a big kettle, so it will also be able to feel it because it will be quite sure as I mean. But here the Mishnah deals with the case where he didn't just set up a torch, the kekele, near the Meitzah Mayon. But he installed it, he attached it, he installed the karka. So with the Rabbonon, that is mochon. Why? Because sometimes at the mouth of the Mayon, there is less than shveras aneid. Sometimes you find the outlet of the spring has just a few drops of water coming out. Less than shveras aneid. Shveras aneid is a substantial portion. A substantial portion. So sometimes you have such a narrow outlet in the mouth, in the spring, that it's less than that as I mean. So suppose you install the halacha would be that even an installed cable, an attached cable, a shekels, so can be married the water So then many times there will be a yashin, because a person will install it at the place where the water is less than Shibamas Arei, so there is no yin. And then he'll be tabling the Brecho and all the water is shown. So because of that, the Chachomim on Misakei, that there cannot be any Eruv Mikvoyes out of the Kele that is installed in the Kark. Because of Xere, if it, there will be Eruv, so sometimes a person will install it in such a place where the Eruv is less than Shibar Zalim. And once it is installed, you cannot change it. It's hard to move it away. So that Xere is only applies to a Tomushik Kele. Like Shabbos, that you cannot readjust. But suppose you don't install the Kele, so it's easy to adjust it. So suppose you put the Kele at the place where at the outlet there is less than Arasaneit, and you see it's less than Arasaneit, so you move it away a little farther, and there you have Arasaneit. So the Mele, the Chachomim were not dizzy in respect to a Tomushik Kele. In other words, if you set up a Tomushik Kele pot, a kettle, near the Mitzvah Mayim of the Mayor, and then you see that at the outlet there is a Shveres Aleid water, then we apply the Aloha of Eruv Mikvoyes Shveres Aleid. But if you install the kettle, the Kele, the pot, the Shekes, so then even though you make a determination that at that spot there is a lot of water at the region of Zarei, so still the Chachomim of Misake, it cannot be the Har of the Mayim, because of Xere, sometimes you install it in a spot where there is less than Shibar Zarei. So because of that, even if there is Shibar Zarei water in the particular spot, it's still not the Har. But if you don't attach it, then it is the Har. Now this is the Rashi.